original individuals. Be yourself, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself. Catch Entertainment, original individuals. Be yourself, be yourself. Freedom Writers. Cause it's real out here. I'm a grown man and kids get killed out here. This is a sad situation. Every city, every nation. All the low and high places, the dark and light faces. Some learn patience and others are racist. Some just person to person basis and others are racist. We must face it, whatever the case is. Ask the producers of the movie, what's the basis to the matrix? Silly rabbit, I hope that trick stays for kids. Cause your mind in the box and conscious thinkers attempting to close the lid. For your soul to be, cause they want you trapped in the genuine world, diamonds won't value more than skin. In the material world, diamonds value more than her and him. It matters less than if the blood is out of end. Idol worshiping men do anything to get their hands on them. Blood, diamonds, and other mortal material. We live in at least two realms, the physical and spiritual. I encourage all of y'all to be original individuals. You were not created to be typical. No, don't follow the world or let it get to you. We live in at least two realms, the physical and spiritual. I encourage all of y'all to be original individuals. You were not created to be typical. No, don't follow the world or let it get to you. Follow the leader who's playing, follow the leader. I might join the game, see if I can beat them. Original individuals, that's what we need here. With no selfish ways so that we all can eat here. This our home, so we have to meet here. We need to chop up game, have a seat here. I'ma try to speak clear. We need to focus on today, fuck next year. We need to focus on ourselves, fuck being them. Sometimes you lose yourself, fuck chasing them. If they smash out, you better off replacing them. Cause when the thrill is gone, you gon' end up hating them. My clock is ticking, I ain't standing around waiting here. Without a box of piss, and this ain't a be patient position. You ain't gotta listen, I really mean be yourself. I take into consideration your advice and not act deaf. We live in at least two realms, the physical and spiritual. I encourage all of y'all to be original individuals. You were not created to be typical. No, don't follow the world or let it get to you. We live in at least two realms, the physical and spiritual. I encourage all of y'all to be original individuals. You were not created to be typical. No, don't follow the world or let it get to you. Be yourself at all times, cause you never know if the person you're trying to be named is above a dotted line. Next to a decent figure, bullets release from trigger. After your lives have been leased to killer, and you they shadow. After them gaps blow, you and them gon' hope that you was an angel and won't wear halo. You should've laid low, now you gotta duck low. It's probably best if you pray though, but probably not best if you pray slow. You didn't have to taste those, but you were wars and not the cause. But you guilty by association, so you charged, which I was talking about your debit card. But no credit results in your head getting charged. The bullet's hungry, you look like shish kebab. Bruh, bruh, you pray to jam so it would discharge. So fuck you from the front. You only need to cherry pop once. I know you really like to get high with your homies, but it's gonna get you smoked like a drone blunt. We live in at least two realms, the physical and spiritual. I encourage all of y'all to be original individuals. You were not created to be typical. No, don't follow the world or let it get to you. We live in at least two realms, the physical and spiritual. I encourage all of y'all to be original individuals. You were not created to be typical. No, don't follow the world or let it get to you.
Hey everybody, what's up?
This How you doing, guys?
Candace Steyer and Uncle Phil from 420 Den, and we are broadcasting live from Blog Talk Coffee Radio. And this is the 420 Den special, and we're just going to chill with y'all and hang out for an hour and talk about Candace.
An hour? What are we
going
to talk about for an hour? I got to light up.
We got lots of stuff.
We're going to light up before I start talking for an hour. Well, I got to figure out what we're going to do for an hour, Candace.
Oh, we got plenty.
Sid's not here.
There's a lot. Yeah, poor Sid, man.
Poor Sid. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Definitely.
Definitely. We got good news. okay news, a little bit of bad news, and just how it is what it is. But for an hour.
Yeah, how's the sound now doing, guys? Is it good?
Yeah, your hair is pretty decent now.
Cool.
All right, well, this is your show today.
Hell yeah.
By the way, guys, I'm Uncle Phil with the 420 Den. Thank y'all so much for checking out my videos. We are here with CLCW, Candace Dyer. She is actually in charge tonight. This is her show tonight. We are on
Canna Corner.
We're on Canna Corner, on CLCW Canna Corner, and we're also on Coffee Party Radio USA. This is where we are broadcasting right now. And we're also broadcasting on iTunes.
SoundCloud.
So I hope you're – sorry, I got flies. You know, if y'all know, Sid has chickens outside, so we get flies in here bad. So I'll talk about that. So y'all come join us, light up with us, and, ma'am, the show is yours.
Heck yeah.
Take charge.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about today. I know we've been talking a lot on Uncle Phil, 420 Den's thing about the different ways to get yourself clean whenever you are dirty. And you need to clean up really quick. And
there's a lot of DIYs that are out there.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot of feedback from your post.
Yeah, I was
reading all about it. And so I figured today we would talk a little bit about that because I know as stoners and having to go to doctors and stuff like that, we got to know how to clean our system out and learn these loopholes that you do to get past the system because what they're doing is wrong to us.
Yeah.
So.
And here's the thing, though, guys. With Sydney's situation, it's different. She's wanting to cleanse her body, detox her body, and she actually is detoxing, and which the past few days, you just noticed what I'm dealing with. See?
It's hard.
It's bad. Her anxiety is through the roof, and she's using CBD, and she needs what she needs because she doesn't want to be on pills. Even though, now, this is where some people can say, okay, you know, like my daughter was here, she's big time debater. She's always at me going, well, dad this. And I'm like, yes, she makes a good point. And I'll talk about this since we're talking about it. You want to talk about it now?
Yeah.
Okay. So in Sid's situation, I'm sorry.
Okay.
In Sid's situation.
You want
to? Yeah, go ahead.
This.
Yeah. In Sid's situation, she's wanting to detox, but she also wants to cleanse herself. And because she wants to go to court with a clear head, she wants to show the court that she is trying, not to say quit or anything, but just to show that she's making that effort that they're expecting of her. So she's trying to get the less charge as possible. She's not really trying to fight this, you know, just fight it.
Jay is saying that we don't have sound.
We don't have sound? Sound is on. We don't have sound.
I know the radio is doing good, but Facebook Live, no sound.
Oh, crap. It's Facebook Live with no sound.
How's it now, y'all?
No, it's not showing it.
Still not working?
Yeah, it's not showing it. I'm not sure why.
Sorry, y'all. Technical difficulties.
Man.
It's going to happen.
Okay,
you should have
sound now.
How's the sound now? Oh, we're getting hearts now, I think.
Okay, can y'all hear us? Before we continue on, somebody say yes, you can hear us clearly. I didn't see that.
It's working now.
It's working. We're working good? All right. Awesome.
Okay, I'm turning this down, y'all. Sorry.
All right. Sorry about that. We'll get pretty... what I was talking about.
We were talking about cleansing ourselves.
Yeah, and so what she's wanting to do... Okay, let's start over since they weren't hearing us. Whoa!
That's another technical difficulty.
Sorry about...
All right, we're going to start over, guys. If y'all didn't hear us, we apologize. All right, Uncle Phil, the 420 Den. Thank y'all so much for checking out our video. Tonight is a special edition, 420 Den, with CLCW Candace Dyer in house. We are on live with Canna Corner on Cannabis Soap and Carry Walks, and we're also live with Coffee Party USA. And where is it at? Right there. That's Coffee Party USA, guys. Hope you are checking us out there. First time hearing us. Yeah. We do now. Yeah, sorry about that.
You're good.
So, I'm sorry. Man, first time
it's
doing
good.
This. It's all good. All right, so what we were talking about is Sid is trying to go clean herself. She has a court date coming up, and they sent us a letter in the mail stating that she has to test clean. She cannot test negative at all, or positive. She has to test negative. And she's like, wait a second. I've been smoking for over 10 years, every single day. And as far as I've known her, she smokes gas, which is a high concentrated. So to cleanse her body, she was concerned because we only have 47 days for her to cleanse her body. and to prove to the court that she's trying her best so she can get a less charge. She's trying to get the minimum charge as possible. But just for the indictment, which is going on the second for the indictment, they're wanting her to test negative and be clean. So, and she's trying to do the right things, guys. So that's why we reached out to everybody, and y'all did a great job. Y'all threw at us so many. What's up?
Sound again.
It's off again.
Wow, y'all.
Okay.
Sorry. No, the radio's got us. Sorry, y'all.
Wow, this is really pissing me off. The first time I go live.
You're all good. Shit happens.
Okay. I think we're working now. So.
Let me make sure.
Yeah. I think we're working now.
Not working.
No. Wait for a second. It's a delay.
Okay.
It's moving out there.
Gotcha.
So they should hear
it. There it goes.
All right, now we're going.
Okay, I'm turning this down now.
All right, so we're back to working again.
Sorry, y'all.
Sorry, they don't know this. I went and got a mixture of new mics and everything. Went and got new mics because I want a good quality sound. And I'll tell you right now, I don't know if it's the computer or the software or what, but it works, and then all of a sudden it don't work.
All right.
And I don't know why it's doing it, but we're going to try this again. I do apologize. I'm very sorry. I'm also nervous, too. So.
You all good.
All right, so as I was saying, I'm going to start over for the second time. Okay, so Sid got a letter in the mail from the court, okay, and this is how we're going to get our hour.
Right. Well, we're going to be able to go past this if we need to on the live on Facebook. So if y'all don't get to see the whole show or hear the whole show on the radio, make sure you go to Cannabis Open Carry Walk on Facebook, and you can look at the live feed there. And it may go over of the hour, depending.
Yeah, we apologize for the inconvenience. You need to plug your phone in. I got to charge it. But no, so Sid got a letter in the mail on Saturday.
For this one.
Oh, okay. And the letter said that she had to make sure that she tested clean when she came in for her indictment. And we called our lawyer, and our lawyer's like, yeah, you need to be clean. And she's like, you also need to try whatever you can do to show that you're, you know, in your best interest, you're trying to do what, you know, what the requirements are, is go to AA meetings and stuff like that. And she's like, do I really need to do that? And they're like, yeah. So she's really trying her best to be clean. Now, remember, guys, what I said, she has been smoking over 10 years every single day, daily smoker every single day. And for the past year and a half that I've known her, she has actually been off of medication and trying to use cannabis as a natural supplement. You see what I'm saying? So her body, and she was on DAZ, and DAZ is a high concentrate. So now her body is saturated with cannabis. And so she was reaching out to everybody, which we thank y'all so much. But she was reaching out to everybody asking, what do I do? What do I do? How do I cleanse myself? And, you know, in a quick time, which we have 47 days. So when we reached out to everybody, a lot of people hit us up. And we want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Also, there's other reasons, too, and I'll get into that here in just a minute. But it raised a question. Like I said, you saw her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you see how her anxiety is, like, off the wall.
And I know personally.
How she is
without. Because I've had, well, I know how it feels.
Yeah, you have anxiety.
Because I have just exactly what she has, and I've had to quit a few times. And so I know what the anxiety and stuff that comes with that. And what it is you actually kind of have somewhat of a withdrawal. I'm not saying that you get addicted to cannabis, but it helps so much your nerves that when you don't have it, you are anxious because of the fact that you ain't got your meds. It's not
your
helping.
Body's used to it.
And then also it can make you nauseous, and because of your anxiety being so mm-hmm. high, because it's used to being normal and level when you have cannabis, but once you don't have it, then you're peak high all the time.
And that raises the question, which is just came up in a couple of days. If y'all have seen my videos in the past, I always talk about Sid's anxiety. I've never dated anybody that has a high, off the wall, off the chart anxiety. And to the point to where I was like, you know, when I first noticed it, I was like, what in the hell was that? I didn't see nobody just like flip out. And I don't mean flip out. She's not like that. But I'm just saying her anxiety is like, she'd be like walking in and out of the room. I'm like, calm down. What's wrong with you, woman? Are you on something? What's wrong? And I get to the point to where I got mad. Well, in the past 2 days, she has cleansed herself where she hasn't smoked in a long time. And so I see the whole other side of her. And she's like, you're going to hate me. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just need to know what's going on. So as I saw it, I was like, wow. You know, it actually made me see a whole other side of her. And I know that's not her. And I was like, okay, so she ain't fucking lying. Let's just put it that way. And I don't mean to say it like that, but she ain't lying. She's like, you're going to see a different side of it because I don't know how to stop what's going on up here. And so she actually went to her doctor.
That's proof on how much cannabis helps people with anxiety right there.
But now here's raises the question. My daughter, love you, girl. My daughter is a very debatable person when she talks to me.
Right.
We always debate back and forth, back and forth. Well, she was over here. We had Father's Day barbecue. And she sat right here and, you know, Sid was telling her, you know, what she's doing. And she was like, I'm kind of glad you're not doing that. She goes, because, you know, how do you know what recreational, just sitting down, relaxing, and enjoying a blunt or a joint, because you're not always up here. And like I told her, I can't. I enjoy smoking weed. Don't get me wrong, I do. But I'm always up here. Always up here. And because she smokes quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And so and I was staying up there with her, you know. One smoke after another. I'm going to smoke with you, girl. You know, I'm not fine. I'm like, I'm a third one going, whoo, calm down.
It affects you
different. I got to breathe.
For us,
you know?
It doesn't really make us high.
Yeah.
Like,
it
makes us normal.
Yeah.
Like, that's our normal. Like, we can actually function. Our brain slows down to where it's not racing. We have a fear. Like, it's that, like, your anxiety gets so bad, you're scared. Like, for instance, if I go into HEB and a bunch of people around me, I automatically go into fight or flight mode. Like, I want out of that situation. Like,
yeah.
I'm stuck, and there's no way out. And so my heart will start racing. And I don't have those anymore, though, now that I smoke. But I know that that's what she's going through right now. And so if you can imagine feeling like that, and that's why she's freaking.
Yeah.
Like,
and I even asked her, like I said, she went to the doctor today. And so, and she's like, you know, I want you to know that I don't want anything to happen between us and – you know, because I don't want to have to end up going to jail for this. I was like, you know, let's not talk about something that hasn't happened yet. First off, we haven't got any kind of a plea. We haven't. Her lawyer is just now going in today to see what they're going to offer us and whatnot. We haven't, like I said, she hasn't even been indicted yet. We're trying to get this done. She's trying to get it done beforehand just to get it over with, get it out of the way, be done with it so we can move on with our lives. And she's like, I feel like this is like, you know, putting our lives on hold where we have to. We're starting a life, and you know.
You're having to wait for this to be over.
We got to wait for this to get over. And she's like, I just want to get
over
with.
Oh, and for our new listeners, what exactly was it that Sydney was charged with, and why is she going through
it? We were going to CannaFest 2018.
Yes.
And as we were going to CannaFest, we actually brought some products with us. Because we were our first time meeting a lot of people with CLTW. We knew we were going to be staying in a big beach house with a lot of people, and we wanted to be, you know, say hello there. We wanted to bring some stuff and share.
And share, yeah.
And enjoy a good time. We actually brought quite a bit. And we did. Ain't a lot. Not a lot for us, I should say.
Right.
And but she had her medicine with her. Which
luckily, they didn't get the brownies.
Yeah. They would have got us that. We had two dozens of brownies. Special brownies.
But
we
they tested it in a bag.
Yeah. They're like, they're good. They threw it back in the truck.
They gave them back.
But... she had her medicine with her, which is her dad. She loves to dabs. Y'all know Sydney. She loves dabs. I mean, this girl was like, hey, my connection called me. Got to go. And she would just up and boop. And I'm like, wow. You know, she loves her dabs. She does. Now, that's the reason why I raised the question. My daughter was talking about addiction, being that you stay high all the time because you use cannabis. She goes, do you understand that? And it made sense to me when she told me. And I want to say it to y'all. She said, Dad, she smokes weed all day long, pretty much. I said, yeah, she smokes a couple of blunts throughout the day, and then throughout the day, she'll take a few dab hits. And she goes, but do you understand that she's up here all the time? Even though it mellows her out, she's still up here all day long. And she goes, what about when she wants to just to sit down and recreate with you and just enjoy a joint and enjoy the wonderful high without being up here all the time? She goes, but she'll never feel it.
Right.
Like you were telling me. You said that you smoke a joint. It's like
normal. Yeah,
I'm just all right because she's already up there. Even though your mind is mellowed out, your brain, you're still hot.
Well, if you think about it this way, okay, you take medication, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know you don't, but most people have taken medication, and you know when you take the medication, over time it may be stronger when you first take it, but over time
your body gets immune. Yeah.
And you, what used to be a big deal for you no longer is, and the doctor will up the dose.
Yeah.
Well, with weed, you can only get so high.
Yeah.
You can only get to your highest point, and then you just smoking and wasting your weed because, We got a doggy.
My daughter, my other daughter
Hi,
came
babies.
In. Hang on a second, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you got to think of it that way. Your tolerance builds up, and so it then becomes your medication that you use daily, and it doesn't. It's not a big deal. It doesn't get you stoned like it did when you first smoked it.
Yeah, and my daughter made a good point. She's like, you know, and it's true. So when Sid went to the doctor today, I was like, you know, I'm not against Western medicine. Let's understand that real quick. I have to keep repeating this because a lot of people attack me on this. I'm not against Western medicine. I'm against pills that you get addicted to that doesn't do anything but just prolong shit. If somebody has some type of a disease, I'll give you an example. All right, let's talk about indigestion. I take Prilosec.
Right.
I don't take it every day. I take it about maybe 3 times a week. It controls it. But there's some people who have to take Prilosec every single freaking day because anything they eat gives them indigestion.
Right.
And it's so common that if you go to Walmart, it takes up a whole freaking small roll right in front of the pharmacy. The whole roll is Prilosec, indigestion medicine. You know? Now, this is a whole other topic that we're talking about. But being that I have to make sure I take mine at least 2 or 3 times a week so I don't wake up choking on myself, not getting sleep because I have acid reflux real bad.
Right.
Or trying to work and you're bending over and whatnot. And if you understand what I'm talking about, you understand what I'm talking about. All right. That's my point. You're taking something for the rest of your life. When medicine is supposed to heal us, some people are like, well, medicine is also supposed to help you deal with pain. Like some people who have pain because of a car accident, like Sid, she has really bad pain in her hips and her arm because of a car accident. She's got metal rods in her arms and her legs. We're talking metal rods, full surgery, not just a little pin. We're talking full rod from hand to elbow and from hip to knee.
Right.
And so she's got metal on her, like other people who's been in accidents or whatnot, who deal with the pain on a regular basis. So they have to take pain meds for the rest of their life, so they get addicted to it. I'm against the addiction. I'm saying that there's better ways to handle treating yourself in a more natural route. If you need to move to the Western
saying
medicine,
that try that first.
Yeah,
why
try
not
that
try that first?
Why is that not
an
option
pain?
For us?
Yeah.
People who buy our own, I buy my own insurance. If you go work, you're paying for your insurance. It's not cheap. And I have to buy my own full price. And so I'm trying to find the right insurance and realizing that my insurance don't pay for healing myself with natural medicine. It's all about Western medicine. And if you go to the doctor, they're going to try to give you 2, 3, 4, 5 prescriptions on top of this, and this side effect for this, you need to take this. And it's like, wait a second. Medicine is supposed to heal us. You always went to, you know, I'm Native American, so we always went to our medicine man for our healing, to be healed, not to be put on something that you're going to be taking for the rest of your life. So understand, I'm not against Western medicine. I'm just against
it. It's just
addiction.
Dangerous. Well, it is, unless you need it. I mean,
they're
there are people that need it so bad.
For addiction. Addiction is a business in itself.
Exactly.
And I don't care what nobody says. I'm not trying to start no drama. I'm telling you, I know way too many people who are addicted to pills.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm against. I'm against that. Okay? Now, the whole point of, like my daughter was saying, cannabis being an addictive. I think, like in Sydney's case, because I'm still new to this, guys, my opinion is I think in Sydney's case, her body got immune to it, so her body felt comfortable with it.
Right. And
so,
now that it don't have it, now her body's like, oh, my God, that was helping my anxiety, and now I'm not normal.
But see, now, addiction is
so you feel like the anxiety about needing it because you need it.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this. What about addiction? How do you feel when somebody's coming off of an addiction? They get sick,
they
get fever,
sick. They
throw
get
up.
The sick. They get throw up.
I mean,
they get the shakes. They get the sweat. They get muscle cramps. It's horrible. It's
all
horrible.
Right, so let's talk about withdrawal.
Yes.
Okay, so I think Sid's having withdrawal, not an addiction withdrawal, but a withdrawal because, for instance, people who are quitting drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes. I mean, I had to kick that habit. That was a motherfucking habit. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I had to wing myself off of it. And Sid just quit cold turkey.
Yeah,
In the last 2 days, I
could quit smoking. I've done it before, just quit cold turkey, and I didn't have any, except for the fact that it used to help my anxiety, and it doesn't anymore, and I get severe anxiety about that. Except for that, I don't think it was addicted as far as throwing. I didn't throw up. I didn't get the shakes. I didn't get the muscle cramps. I didn't get that horrible pain medicine withdrawal. Because, I mean, it's heroin, y'all. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah. And
then you wonder, the doctors take the pain pills away, and you wonder why you got so many heroin addicts out there. It's because they're trying to fill that addiction that the doctors gave them.
Yeah. Sean Howard made a good point about it. He uses it for insomnia. He's been using
yes.
it, you know. And so I love a high indica strain because I like the fact that it helps you sleep at night. And I don't have to smoke a lot, but I can smoke a nice size blunt or a joint.
Right.
And I can sleep throughout the whole night. I remember the first time I smoked and had a good night's sleep. I was like, wow. You know, but I've had gotten some sativa strains. A nice joint before I go to bed and like.
It depends if it's night or day for me. Because during the day, I want to be up, man, cleaning my house and taking care, you know, doing the shit that you got to do throughout the day. And then, so I can smoke the sativa in that time. And then, but unfortunately, we don't get that choice here in Texas.
No,
you get what
we
you
don't.
Get and you don't throw a fit.
It's not working. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do something, guys. Sorry about that. I'm trying to do something. I agree with you. So as far as like my understanding,
did you lose them?
No, did I?
Let me see.
I might have. Oh, I did. There it goes.
No, you're good. You didn't lose them here. You just lost them on the chat. But yeah, I think it's a, like a maybe a mental need. I don't really think that I wouldn't call it addiction.
No.
Like you would get the withdrawal from that. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
By the way.
Okay. Withdrawals. Like, what Sid's going through, the withdrawals, okay, is I think she's used to having it. Now, she quit cold turkey. So mm-hmm. She hasn't had any weed at all in the last almost 48 hours. So she quit cold turkey. But,
addict wouldn't be able to be in that room
what she's doing right now.
With this right here without getting sweaty,
good
without
point.
Getting shaky. That don't happen. So I
or
wouldn't
they're
call
they're,
it
or they're
addiction. I wouldn't
bed
call it
five,
withdrawal. Because withdrawal,
how,
I don't know. I wouldn't call it withdrawal.
Okay, let's ask everybody. Okay, if you've ever had to come off of a hardcore drug and you had to fight that addiction, I mean, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there's.
I did meth. I've been clean for 15, 16 years now, and no longer than that. But I haven't touched it since. But I know for a fact the withdrawal that you can get 6 months later after doing that just by seeing a color of the needle cap that was on the – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just by – you like, want it. So I've been through that withdrawal, and I just – I don't know. I wouldn't call it withdrawal. I would call it your body is feeling what it does – what it helped instead of being – comfortable, and so your body is craving. Maybe that's the word.
Well,
craving
okay.
more help.
But what about, like, you said you were on some meth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you were coming off of it, the addiction. Okay, because
oh
I mean, I've seen a lot of movies
talk
where
about
we're talking about laying
being sick. 2 months of being sick.
Being
like,
sick. So were you laid in bed sick? See, now that is a hardcore addiction. That's what my comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in there doing work. She's in there with,
yeah.
you know,
with,
she's not like
yeah.
she's not able to do her everyday life. She's
right.
still, she's just, her anxiety is through the roof right now.
Right.
So with her anxiety through the roof, it puts her more at a part where she's freaking out over little things because
yes.
it's just her anxiety. But
it's the anxiety.
So
showing.
Would you say, in your own opinion, would
yeah.
you say that cannabis is addicted?
I wouldn't think it's not addicting.
I wouldn't say addicting.
Because I've been addicted.
Yeah.
And
you've seen both sides.
You wouldn't be able to be in the next room with some meth and not do it. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you're coming down off meth, it would make you not sick anymore.
Yeah.
So you would do it because you don't want to be sick.
Yeah. Oh, and that goes to where they're not able to do their everyday life because they're balled up in a fetus
yes.
in bed.
Sweating.
Like you said, how long was you in bed when you stopped and you were
it was
through
two
that?
It was a whole month and a week of being sick, puking, not being able to hold anything down, and then after that it was just mental, like, and then you really your brain when you do meth, it takes away that serotonin, is that what it's called? Am I using the right word? Out of your brain. So it releases it all at once. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm sorry. But once you do that, it takes you almost a year to 2 years to get that back, to make where your head is producing it on its own. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for a whole year, you're not happy. You don't have that happy thing. Like, and so
you're missing what you're used to having.
You,
your body is used to
you literally reprogram your brain. And
I know,
so
I know a lot of people who were alcoholics.
Cannabis is definitely not like that.
Yeah, no. I don't think so. And only because I'm only a 2 year in or of an everyday smoking. But I've gone a couple of days without it. And I always say to everybody, you know, I don't smoke as much as Sid. You know, and there's days where I do smoke all day long with her.
And there's
because
times you say, damn, I would like a joint, but
yeah,
you're not going to go steal your neighbor's radiator to go get it. You see what I'm saying? That's addiction.
Yeah, where you steal, well, I mean, there's people who do steal for the stupidest reasons. It don't matter.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that.
But
it, that's not common as far as what you would see with crack, people who are on crack.
Exactly.
People who are on more hardcore drugs.
That is addiction.
Or I knew a friend of mine who was addicted to pain pills.
Yeah,
that's
another one.
I knew he was taking pain pills because he had surgery,
mm-hmm.
but I noticed he was popping them more daily, a couple times throughout the day, and I seen it to where, you know, he was shaking his bottle, going, "I need to re-up," and he would start freaking out, and I was like, "Dude, you are way too addicted to those pills."
It's heroin.
You know,
it really is.
But he realized
legal heroin.
I said something to him. I'm like, and I as a friend to her, well, actually, a coworker, but as a co-worker, I just said, you know, hey, man, you might need to check yourself out because you're, you know, once or twice a day and you're taking those things 4 or 5 years. Oh, I'm in pain. I'm like, then you need to get checked out because you're popping way too many pills. And he's screaming, you know, and getting worked up because he was running out.
Right.
And that's when I realized it. So, you know.
And that's just,
you don't
that
see,
makes
you don't
me kinda, laugh.
You don't
kind
see
of
that with cannabis.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
People are so judgmental about this. We've been sitting here doing a show, having a conversation, and we've been smoking,
yeah,
and we're normal, everyday people.
Yeah, and that's the reason why, you know.
But they will take and pop those pills the doctors give them, and that's okay, but it's synthetic heroin. If you're taking that ADHD medication with the Adderall, it's synthetic meth. And that's okay for them. They're allowed to take that.
Yeah.
That's perfectly normal
and
for my doctor. But, oh,
up.
My God, don't smoke a plant.
Yeah. You know, you bring up a question where, you know, you bring up a question. I'm sorry, I had somebody knock on the door. I apologize. You bring up a question where I've had people tell me, you know, what do you think about, you know, cannabis and babies or cannabis and kids? Because you see a lot of horror stories on the news and as well as on Facebook or any kind of, you know, social media platform. And sorry, got distracted. You distracted me there for a second.
Sorry, I was reading.
And as far as I know, and people ask me, well, what do you think about kids being on it? Because you see a lot of these stories on Facebook. And I would have people ask me, because if y'all don't know, I have a small company where I do service plumbing. And I have a lot of customers I meet on a daily who are not knowledgeable about cannabis at all. And then I got people who are more knowledgeable than me,
right,
and they're educating me. And they asked it, and I've asked these questions to people. I'm like, well, what do you think about cannabis and babies and kids taking as far as like oil drops or CBD and stuff like that, or if they're fighting cancer or a tumor or anything?
And that's
I
just
said,
it.
Well,
this is CBD oil, but
yeah,
just to let people know, kids normally would take something like this in oil form, and they would get a couple drops of it. That's what. You wouldn't hand a kid a joint.
No.
I believe that they, if this helps stop a kid's seizure, then why not?
That goes back with the stigma, okay? The stigma. You say weed, we're smoking.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing. That's what people say when you say cannabis or weed. They look at a joint, okay? That's the first thing. That's stigma, okay? What we're providing is natural healing. Using whether it be hemp, CBD, or whether it be the Rick Simpson oil drops.
Have them eat a cookie.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you can make edibles. Kids who've got some illness that requires CBD or even THC. Okay? But that's where when people talk about cannabis and we're on the side of the road holding our flags up and our signs and trying to get people to understand that we want cannabis to be legal here in Texas, we're fighting for not just this, but we're also fighting for this.
Exactly.
Tinctures. You understand?
I stand with
tinctures
Alexis.
Were,
the girl has had to flee to Colorado because she can't get THC here in Texas, the amount that she needs for her epileptic seizure.
Yeah.
She's been, what, 5, 6 years?
Yeah. Well,
Five years seizure-free, I think.
5 years. Well, she's been in Colorado 5 years. I think I saw a post. She thinks it was 4 years. Okay.
4 years?
Seizure-free.
So, see, and that went from seizures every day to nothing and living a perfectly healthy life now.
But, and that's where, like I said, we're trying to educate people to understand. You have to understand this. If you go back in the history.
The other thing people say is it damages their brain.
Yeah, no.
It damages, cannabis damages kids' brain. Well, you know what? Even if it does a little bit, what do you think that seizure is doing to that kid's brain? But I would rather let them damage it a little bit than damage it a lot with that seizure, you know?
You have to understand this. I don't know how far along people have been smoking. And I've been trying to figure that out. That's one of the things I'm working on right now. I'm trying to figure out how far to go back to know how long were they smoking this. But if you go back and...
God, it's been forever. Probably
I know the
beginning
oil,
of time.
The tinctures of oil has been around forever. They were using the oil off of the plant way before we were smoking it.
Oh, probably.
Okay? And whether it had been hemp
or probably
whatever.
Eating it. Our cows and cattle started probably eating it first. We were getting it in our system that way through the...
Well, I mean, I'm talking about going as far back as when they were making
oil.
The
oil.
There's
scriptures
in the Bible of hemp, whether it be hemp or cannabis, not sure, but either one was in the oil. But that tells you right there that it was being used since the Bible.
Yeah.
You know? So... As far as I'm not the most educated person, but I do know when somebody asks me, well, how do you feel about cannabis and kids? I say, well, I can tell you this much, that if I have full control of what's going on with my kids, I'm making sure that if they got an illness, as a brain tumor or a cancer, I'm doing a Rick Simpson oil. I'm doing the highest concentrate oil that I can possibly get to put into my kid. And if I have to lean towards radiation, chemo, you know, then that would be the last option I do. But, yeah, heck yeah, I'm going to try the natural route first because it is, with all the stories coming out, it's time to open everybody's eyes and learn more that the stigma has been pounded into our history for so many years, since 1937, and it's time for us to bring it out and go, look, we need to actually learn more about it. We need to do more studies. Let's get rid of the freaking stigma.
Exactly.
Okay?
Israel's done studies, but we won't accept that from Israel, but we give them money and accept everything else. Why aren't we accepting their
research? We are doing more research now. We've got a lot of states that are actually...
It legal now to where they can do this.
They can do the research
they need.
But you know the best studies you're going to get, though, is through people like y'all who's done it, who's been through it.
Yep, stories.
Stories
from y'all.
Of hearing people, I smoke every single day. Like, you know, I know you asked me about this earlier, and I guess we're going to bring it up now. After today, she went to the doctor. And she surprised me. She came back and she was like, you know, we're talking about starting our family and whatnot. And she came to me and she had a Mirena pulled out. That was my little surprise today. And so I was like, wow, she's serious. She really wants to start our life, you know, and she's wanting to get started on it. And so that surprised me. And that brought up a conversation about cannabis and being pregnant. And I was like, would you smoke? And she's like, probably not. Just for the fact that it's not the fact that I trust that it's not going to harm my baby. She goes, it's our state.
Yeah,
it's our laws.
You would get your kid taken away. That ain't worth it.
She's like, for that alone, I said, well, what if you were to have complications and you wanted to use something to help with, you know, a lot of women who are nausea all the way through pregnancy.
And then if that's the case, then smoke.
Yeah, and then she's like, well, I guess I would try.
They let you stay on. They told me it was worse to get off Xanax when I was pregnant than it was to keep taking it.
Yeah, like a cigarette person.
So
don't shock your body.
So if they're going to let you take that when you're pregnant, I mean, cannabis ain't worse than that.
Well, and since our state has now changed its laws, we've got our bill that just passed, HB 3703. Am I right? Yes,
3703.
Sorry, I'm looking at my cheat notes.
Yeah, it's... sorry, y'all. It is... It's still 0.5 THC, which sucks, really, because all these people I'm telling you that it helps, it may help a fraction of them, but honestly, the ones that are in true pain, like the cancer patients that are dying, 0.5% is double the CBD limit oil. It's nothing. It doesn't even get you high. So, therefore, it's not going to be enough for most people. Now, I'm so happy that it's that it's taking a step, but the baby steps, man, is really.
As far as people who recreational smoke, they're going to recreational smoke. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. But as far as the people that need medicine, that would rather have this natural alternative instead of big pharma pills, then that's really what I'm fighting for.
Right.
I'm also fighting for the fucking lies. Sorry, guys, just the lies in general.
Yeah, the lies that
people
told.
I mean, look at it this way. Think about how many people that are going to
fight,
to get this so they can have that. When it was around years and years and years in the beginning of time, I guess, since the Bible days, and just since 1937, we're dealing with this much stigma. You want to hear something? This is not cannabis talk at all now. But because I love doing conspiracy theory research on YouTube.
Right.
I love it. It's fun for me. And I don't believe everything I see, but it's fun. But a fact, though, I was watching a video, and do you know since they started the first automobile, we're not talking train engine motors, not steam motors, but automobiles since, 1844? And since plastic was invented, just a little over 100 years, we've destroyed this earth.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
We've destroyed this earth in just that short amount of time.
I mean, think about your ocean water. You can't really
think about how long
anymore.
People think about how long humans have been on earth. We've destroyed the earth in that short amount of time. It maybe opened my eyes up. I'm like, wow, just a little over 100 years.
Yeah.
We've destroyed the earth. Humans, and we're fighting over something that's natural like this.
Speaking of destroying the earth, cannabis, put it back to cannabis.
Yeah.
Think
of what it could
number say. One, the cannabis roots itself, and when it's growing, it cleanses the ground that it's on.
Also,
so it's
radiation
out of the ground.
Yep.
So
they're
cannabis
planting it in Japan right now.
Yeah, planting it will help our ground soil clean up. Not only that, but then you got the biodegradable plastic, mm-hmm. which hemp passed. So all this stuff is going to start happening.
Oh, yes.
Thank God, hemp passed.
Seriously,
it's a big deal.
My daughter was telling me how much plastic is in our ocean right now. I think she said, is it the Puerto Rican area? She was here. I'll tell you right now that it's as big as Texas.
Right.
An island of plastic as big as Texas floating in our ocean.
And see, we got the capability of making plastic that just biodegrades, and we're finally going to start using it.
But see, what are we fighting? We're fighting the stigma.
Stigma, yes.
We know what's good. We know what hemp, we know what cannabis can do, whether it be cannabis as far as recreational smoking drops, or we can talk about hemp, the paper, plastic, hempcrete. I mean, there's just so much.
Fireproof, basically.
Yeah.
It would stop the fire from going from
killing
one room
people.
To the other.
Yeah.
If it would keep it, you get more time to get out.
Yeah. But think about how much hemp could save us. But that's not what we're fighting.
Right.
We're fighting the stigma. It doesn't matter how you look at it. It doesn't matter what topic you talk about. The government's only on one thing. Oh, they just want to get high. Well, look, I would rather get high than drink.
Stigma.
I would rather have high people on the roads instead of drunk people on the roads. Okay? Hawaii made tobacco illegal.
What?
Hawaii made tobacco illegal.
See, I don't know about that, because if somebody wants to smoke, you should let them know.
I've seen it on Facebook. No, I haven't. I could do my research.
I mean, whose body is it hurting?
Lying,
it's hurting their own
saying,
body.
They're saying that they've made tobacco illegal.
I mean, but I can see why. It's
if
horribly
right,
wrong for you.
If I'm right,
bad
I think I'm right.
For you, but I know that they did it somewhere. I did read an article, but I can't remember where.
Yeah. I mean, am I against it? Yeah, I am. I mean,
I'm against it because of your freedom. Then they're taking more and more of our freedoms away every day. And
I believe that people should make their own choices, but at the same time, okay, we should be able to have our choice. We have to have that choice, motherfuckers. I'm serious. You want us to have choices, we choose between drinking or alcohol or drinking and tobacco or drinking and weed. We have to have that choice. Same thing with our insurance. We only have big pharma. Where's the other option? Eastern medicine? You have to go find an Eastern medicine doctor just to get that. Why can't we have our doctor choose our natural route? But why can't not just cannabis alone? I'm talking about natural route in general. We should have a natural route to choose that our insurance can pay for.
Right.
And not just, your doctor has to give you these pills. That's all Western medicine. What if I wanted the opposite route? Why can't I have that insurance that allows that? That's all.
Right.
But I think the choices should be there.
agree.
It doesn't matter what you do. If you want to do drugs, you want to drink, you want to smoke tobacco, you want to smoke weed, it's your choice. Like she's saying, it's your freedom, but we have to have those choices.
Yes,
and
you have your consequences to those choices.
Hey, Jake, what's up, man?
Of course, but
hey, Dan.
You're in the government's in enough of our shit as it is already. They don't need no more control than they already have.
We're losing our control.
Yeah,
we need to take
our control back.
We're losing
actually.
Our control. And as a man my age, and I'm going to tell you right
there's
now.
There's more of us than there are them, y'all. Stand up.
I know how life was before my younger age and growing up now and realizing, yeah, technology is great. I ain't going to lie to you. We won't be able to do this right now.
Right.
But as far as how many laws is made up every year, you can't do this. Oh, topic. Okay. Now, if I'm lying, forgive me, but kratom, is it illegal or not?
It's not illegal.
Okay, but they're cracking down on it. I mean, a lot of shops are being raided for kratom. Now,
I don't know a lot
thing.
About kratom, so I don't really want to talk
See?
About it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
that's
personally,
that was the topic. I didn't know much about kratom. I kept hearing about it. I've had people hit me up and tell me about kratom.
I do think it's addicting because the people that I know that do take it are like, but I don't know. I've taken it once, and I never took it regularly.
It's sold in, like, I know, four different
Yeah, you can get it
everywhere. You can get it. And I knew a lot. I don't know a lot about it, but, I mean, I heard a lot of people talking about it. But now that it's becoming a big talk and you're seeing a lot more people that are talking about how it helps them get off of drugs, and I've heard a lot of people tell me that. But here's the thing. But because a lot of people's talking about it and a lot of people's asking for it and it's becoming a big deal, now the government gets involved and has to regulate it, just like cannabis.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just what I'm saying.
And now they're making synthetic CBD oil. Did you read that?
I read something about
it,
but I don't know.
It does the same stuff as CBD, but it's not CBD. Why don't you just use CBD?
Big Pharma, if you're watching.
Not hurting anybody
the way
it is.
Why can't you just make natural shit?
Exactly.
Why can't you just use the roots in the ground, the trees, and the berries and whatnot, and make natural shit? Instead of coming up with all these chemical compounds that are addicting, you know, and you say, okay, oh, but it's so bad for you, then why are you making a clone of it?
Exactly.
Why are you
making
a synthetic version of it?
I can't remember
it doesn't
the
do anything, then why are you fucking with it? Leave
but
it alone.
They've
Leave
got
it
a
natural.
Patent on cannabis. Why in the world do they got a patent?
I want everybody to grow their
something.
Own. That's what I want. You know what you're growing. It's natural. If you want to use cannabis as your natural alternative, grow your own.
Exactly.
If you're in a legal state, if you don't have a green thumb like me, which I don't, I will.
Right.
I've got three people that know how to grow it. They're going to become my best friend. I ain't lying. Hey, when I went to Colorado, I was actually working up there.
I would love to grow.
And I loved it. I walked in, and I was like, man, it smells great up in here. And it's just, everything was just, he had 200 plants. And I tell you what, they smelled great. They smelled great and smelled great, too.
Yeah,
thank
our friend Dan, the drummer man, is back in Colorado right now doing that.
He hit me up. He told me he started growing. I was like, man.
I'm so jealous. I got to go up there and visit him.
I started one little plant, and it was in a little small crate. And they got about that tall. And I walked past it, and I was like, shit, I shouldn't do this. I grabbed it and pulled it out.
That's what I did.
And my kids and
I just wanted to see if I could grow.
Like, oh, yeah, you're not going to grow. It's going to grow, and you'll pull it. I'm like, yeah, I ain't going to try to get in trouble. You know, but if we go legal, I'm definitely going to grow it. I definitely want to grow it. I want to become a really good grower, too. I wouldn't say I'd like to, you know, get really good at it, but I'm never going to get that great at it. But I would love to grow my own.
Right.
Just experience it, try it, smoke it, see what it tastes like. Say, you know what, damn it, I grew that.
Right.
You know, even if I don't ever grow again, just once.
Yeah.
I'll become a better grower and just learn how to do it.
Yeah.
I'm too busy to do it, though. You see my plants out there, ain't doing so great.
I didn't see them.
My vegetables, mm-hmm. I got one little tomato growing. It's starting to turn red. It's my very first one. And all my vines are falling. I got to lift them up. But I don't get a lot of time. And I put them right directly in the sun. So I think it stays hot all the time. All
right.
Yeah.
Probably need shade.
Yeah.
And one
but
of those
I'm
things
I'm,
to climb.
I'm starting off with my vegetables and seeing how far I get. But I actually grew two peppers and ate them. They didn't taste so
Hell
bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm doing there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, I can't wait till we get a garden. I think your phone is dying, maybe.
My phone is dying. That's okay, though. Hey, Dan. What's up, Dan? Lindsay? Tracy, how you doing?
Donovan, if anybody has any questions about what you just said, they are more than happy or welcome to message me. The thing is that we respect him. And he has done a lot for COCW. So we're not going to bash him or whatever. We know he's got things that he's going into. So, I mean, if anybody has any questions about that, they're more than happy or welcome to message one of us on the board, and we will talk about that. But we're not going to sit here and bash Jody. That's not what this is about.
Nah, plus I'm cool with Jody. I'm cool with Jody. That's not 420 Den. That's the
exactly.
Old, yeah.
No, it's just bull.
Yeah,
no, but
cool.
I'm just not. I'm not. I wasn't gonna ignore it. But
yeah, no, we respect.
No, I respect Jody. He has
done
a lot. And
well,
I'm
what
not
I tell people is,
you
have your right to your opinion. Just be respectful about it.
Exactly.
You know, and go to the source. You know,
get both sides before you make a judgment.
Well, everybody's got an opinion. That's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just try to keep the drama off a lot.
We can move in for this. Move on. It's
but, like I said, we respect everybody's opinion.
Did you talk about what happened? Well, were we going to talk about the detox thing? And
well,
do we have time for that?
Everybody had a lot of good DIY, how to pass a drug test. And, you know, that's good because that should be out there on the internet.
Yeah,
need
to know the loopholes.
Everybody will start putting a post out with
the
their remedy so that everybody can see it, because everybody needs to be able to see that, because there are a lot of people that use cannabis on a daily and don't want to get in trouble and want to be able to know how to cleanse themselves for their urine test. I mean,
right.
We're not going to lie about it. You know, it's the truth. But my brother hit me up and said, oh, they got synthetic urine. I'm like,
yes.
I don't know how.
And that's what I told
Sydney. I wouldn't know if I was
brave enough.
Because
they said they weren't going to watch. That from what I heard, they don't watch you pee.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
But she said that she needed it for her peace of mind.
Yeah, no, she
said
it for her peace of mind.
I was like, for your peace of mind, you need to.
She was also doing this because she was planning this. She was planning this. And that's where she came to me and said, this is another reason why I'm stopping, and I want to cleanse myself and be
healthy.
That makes
sense.
And I, you know what? And it made my day. You know what? Here's what's funny. All right, you know how me and Sid kid around all the time. Me and Sid joke all the time. I love this relationship that we have. We just mess around all the time.
Y'all
fun.
Do good together.
Our minds, even though we're opposite, we're totally opposite of each other. I always find out we always have similarities with each other. And it's funny, because I'm like, you like that? You do? I didn't know that. You know, been together a year. I found out she liked pickle juice. I'm like, you love pickle juice? So do I. and I was like, I like vinegar and spinach. She goes, so do I. I'm like, wow. But, no, that was something that she wanted to do, but, you know, I'm glad that she's wanting to clean herself, you know, and she's
it's
able,
good
and
for
then she's able
it's
to
good
do
for
it.
Everybody to take a couple days off of smoking sometimes to get
a tolerance break, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that, for some people can't do that, though. You know. But,
well, some people, it's not that they can't, it's that the effects of what happens when you're not taking your medicine is not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. What I was going to tell you about, I got off track because I was thinking about something else. But
sorry.
It's all right. She told me when she brought me in, she was like, hey, come to the room. Cause I just walked in. I just got back from work. And I was trying to get everything set up here in the den. And so I was sitting here at the desk. And then she sent me stuff on Messenger. She's like, hey, we want to talk about this, man. I'm, you know, loading the software up. And she calls me and says, hey, come in the room. And I was like, all right, cool. And she was like, I want to show you something. And, you know, and she told me the reason why she was wanting to detox and cleanse herself, because you have to understand, we already went to the store and came back.
Right.
And so a lot of things already happened. So she waits, and I'm like, wait, you know, why are you telling me now? And then she tells me, and she's like, this is the other reason why I want to cleanse myself. And I was proud of her. I was like, that's cool, it's, you know, that she's really wanting this. And
yeah,
but
I'm
then,
very
here's
happy
the thing,
for y'all.
My kids are in here, right? And I'm in there, and she hands me this, and I'm just like, you know, and I'm at awe. And I'm getting inside, I'm excited, and I'm just sitting there, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, she wants to have a baby. And so I grab this, and I'm trying to walk back to the den. And she's like, don't tell nobody. I'm like, you cannot tell me something like
and
that
say, don't
and expect me to shut my mouth when I want to shout to the world, you know? And she was like, I don't want you to tell nobody. And I was like, right, when I go live tonight, I'm telling everybody. And she, and
oh, yeah.
And then we're
great.
Driving to the store, right? And she was like, you just don't seem excited. I'm like, you told me not to tell nobody. I'm sitting here wanting to post it on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and do a video. I was, you know, getting my hat on, trying to do a video. Y'all understand, I'm growing my hair out. And I can't control my hair. My hair is, like, all over the place. It's, like, down to here. And so I keep it all bundled up in here because I've never had long hair. I've always had short hair. And anytime we go there, she's like, why do you always wear a hat? I'm like, I'm not wearing my hat down. My hair is not to be down. I'm going to shave it. After I finish my next two videos, I'm shaving it. And she's like, no. I'm like, I'm shaving it. I can't do anything with it but put it in a ponytail. You know? But, you know, we were coming back, and she was like, one, don't want to tell nobody or anything. I'm like, and then she's like, her anxiety is getting the best of her. And this is what I'm talking about, her anxiety. And she's like, you just don't seem interested. You just, am I making a mistake? I'm like,
she started freaking out her mind.
She
realizing
started
everything
crying.
You do.
She started crying all the way back home. And I was like, babe, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I said, you caught me off guard. And I was sitting there at all going, wow, you know. And then she's like, you look mad. I'm like, no, I'm not at all. You know, and then I was about to jump up and run in here, and she was like, don't tell nobody. I'm like, she shut me down. I'm like, snap. And so I didn't want her anxiety to get the best of me. I kind of calmed down, sit back. And then as I was calming down and sitting back, she freaks out even worse because I'm not
showing.
Yeah.
She wanted to get that excitement from
me.
Yeah,
and I wanted to, but she shut me down.
Yeah, but she wanted to get it.
So I finally talked to her. And that's, you know, to go back to what I'm saying, you know, with her anxiety, and it's like, you know, all this is learning to me, and I'm just sitting there trying my best to understand more about it. And it also lets me understand more about cannabis in the process, because I'm going, okay, as me trying to figure out, is it medicine? And look at her going, yeah, it is medicine. It helps. It's like, to me, it's like taking it. I think of cannabis in the sense of, it's like taking an aspirin or a couple of Advils or a couple of Aleve, you know, if you're using it as a medicine, as a smoking, as medicine. And her way of dealing with her anxiety was doing the dose, because it was such a high concentrated dose, it helped mellow her out,
right.
real fast.
Yeah.
And as my daughter was saying, though, is it addictive because her body depends on it? And I don't think it's more of a dependency, I should say. It's more that the body's used to having it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like somebody who uses, I know a guy who took, what are those powder aspirin? Powder.
BC powder. Yeah.
I know a guy that would take those things 4, 5, 6 times a day.
Wow.
I was like, but that's what he did, though.
Okay, before we lose our radio listeners, I wanted to tell y'all, go ahead, if y'all want to catch the Canna Corner, we'll be here every Monday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, I believe. And we want to thank Coffee Party Radio USA and the Human Solution International for going with us and helping us out.
Let's give a shout out to them real quick.
And if you ever want to see the Canna Corner live, we broadcast live on Cannabis Open Carry Walks on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And so y'all come join us every Monday at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Central.
I say I had it. And I don't think I have it anymore. I don't think I showed it to you earlier.
It's all good.
Oh, there it is. That's the Human Solution, right?
Where is it at?
The Human Solution?
There it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
That's it.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, give a shout out to the Human Solution. Now, as far as like COCW, you're, you know, I always see you on, and this is my little interview now. So I always see you on Facebook, and this is how we. Oh, we're about to lose them, aren't we?
90 seconds for
them,
guys. But we can stay here if we need to.
So how do you feel about COCW now? Almost what, year and a half later now?
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Yes.
And y'all made a really big impact.
Yeah, there's a lot of us that have been doing a great job, man, just getting out on the streets, educating the public. That's what COCW is all about, just making people honk, get excited about cannabis, and educating them on why we want it legal. So, yeah, that's Cannabis Open Carry Walks, and that's what we do. And we have our walk coming up on the 22nd.
On the 22nd, guys, if y'all want to join
Burleson Police Department.
That's right.
2 to 4:20.
Yes. And I've got signs I've been making. I'll have to have those finished up by the end of the week. But, you know, I want everybody to come out, enjoy, and give shout out to the world that you want to pass cannabis here in Texas and make it legal here, not just for recreational, but as far as medical as well. And, you know, not just passing cannabis, you know. I mean, for what I'm pushing for, it's not just about cannabis.
Right.
It's just about more of our rights and what we should be able to. If we're saying that, you know, the United States is a freedom state, we should be able to have the freedom to choose how we handle our bodies,
yes,
how we handle our kids, because there's a lot of people out there, you know, who are going to court because they want to have their kids on cannabis to treat their illnesses, but the courts are forcing them to use chemicals.
Right.
And
yes,
I feel that.
Who's that? Sorry, y'all. I'm going to look at my notes really quick because he's bringing up a good point. Justice for Kaylee. Right now,
right.
they're forcing her to not take that. They took their kid and took him and put Kaylee in CPS because her mom was treating her with cannabis, and they took her kid away and forcing her to take the medicine that they want her to take.
Also, I'm talking to a young lady that she's wanting to come over to do an interview with me, but she's actually here in the DFW area, and I'm not going to mention her name right now because I'm still doing interviews with her on the phone, but she is actually she actually had her kids taken away because she's breastfeeding her baby, but she uses cannabis instead of medicine, and they piss test her because she's on Medicaid, and they're getting on a case about it and had her kids taken away, and she's fighting that. She's like, I use it as medicine. And that's why she was happy that this law passed and to help with her illnesses that she's able to use.
Well, see, even if it's not enough THC for them,
sure.
At least it's going to give them the excuse to have the THC in their system.
Yeah.
So they'll at least still be able to go to the doctor. Right now, if you have THC in your system, no doctor is going to give you anything other than, like, an antibiotic. They're not going to give you anything for pain, anything for anything.
You know, that makes me so mad. Because
they said,
you have THC in your system. And it's like, okay, but... at least I don't got meth in my system.
I still have cancer, motherfucker.
But I'm just, you know, shoot me right here because I've got some THC in my system.
Yeah.
And that goes back to what I was saying about, do you think it's okay for babies to be on THC? It goes back to that. And it's like, wow, it goes back. It makes a big circle, guys, if you think about it. Is it that safe that our kids could be on it, that we have people that want their children to be on it? But then
it's way better for ADHD than it ever would, than Adderall ever will be. And
see, let's talk about it. It's not about the smoking, though. It's about using the oil, the concentrate.
Yeah, the drop.
Yeah.
This is CBD. This is not
THC. We're talking about THC,
but
though.
This is the same thing. It would just have THC in it. It's still these little drops.
Yeah, and that's what we're fighting. And just to get that right to be able to choose that's what I'm fighting for.
Right.
If y'all want to know
freedom,
what 420 Den is about,
right,
this is what 420 Den is about, is to be able to have that right to choose that route, whether you want it or don't want it, you know, to have that right. So, and it's about freedom. Grow our own plants, treat ourselves with our own medicine that we want to use. And you know, that's when I retire 20 years from now, you know, I want to be able to retire and have my own little hippie shop.
Right.
You know, and to be able to have those oils on the shelves and have people walk in and be able to treat themselves in a natural way. And like people, you see, like I said, growing the chickens, you know, or raising the chickens, excuse me, raising the chickens, and she's wanting to sell the eggs because she's like, I want to be able to provide natural, you know, range eggs to everybody here.
Right.
And, you know, make a little money off of it. But, you know, people like that. They'll go out of the way for milk. I know a lady who drives 20 miles away just to go get milk.
Right.
From a milk farm.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are going that route.
Well, you want to do, because the food is poisoning us. That's a whole nother damn show. But
the food is.
It's poisoning us. All the food you get at the grocery store is not good anymore. So they're starting to see that, and they're starting to say, look, I wanted to grow my own, because that's my deal. I want to go grow my own shit, have my own farm somewhere, and be able to grow cannabis and have everybody leave me the hell alone. You got a tomato.
It's getting that way, guys. I mean, our population is freaking increasing like crazy, you know. We're doubling in size every 2 to 5 years. I mean, or should say 2 to 10 years, you know. But we double in size, you know, and we got our highways. Hey, have y'all noticed lately that y'all's GPS is fucked up? My GPS does not work, not on my phone, not on my truck. It is, like, jacked
mine
up.
Mine works today. I still have to use it.